Hi everybody, this is Self-Care Talk with Ama. My name is Ama Dakor and I am a clinical therapist. How's everyone doing today? It could be morning for me right now. It could be the afternoon for you or the evening where you are preparing to go to sleep. Just want to briefly check in with you, how you are doing today. What is on your mind? What is on your heart? What are some of the things that you are thinking about? So before we get started on this topic, I just want us to take a moment to breathe. And I always do the deep breathing before any of my segment because it helps us stay calm. It open our mind to receive information that we can use in our daily lives. So let's start by wherever you are. You can be sitting down, you can be laying down, or maybe taking a lunch break. So we're going to deep breathe. So we're going to start by taking a deep breath. We're going to hold it in for 5 to 7 seconds. It's very important that you hold it in because that controls the anxiety or the overwhelming feelings. And then we're going to exhale through our mouth slowly as if you're breathing through a straw. So I'm going to demonstrate a couple ones and you can pause the segment to do it on your own. Ready? Was very common. So today's topic, we're gonna go on with the self-love topic. Today is relationship, how we care for ourselves in relationship. Okay, so I'm gonna first start by talking about how we do not care about ourselves when we are in relationship, some of the unhealthy patterns that we find ourselves in, and this will help you realize that, okay, so I'm doing this wrong, I'm doing this right. So we're going to start by talking about codependent relationship, and it's another word for a person giving all the attention, all the effort to one person, expecting them to love them back, okay? So it's a very one-sided relationship. And the reason why I'm starting with codependence in relationship is because I believe that it's very important for you to maintain your independence in a relationship, so that you do not depend on the other person to give you some things that may be unrealistic, such as the person completing you by giving your emotional needs, making you happy, not making you sad, you know, just making your life so better when the person themselves may be struggling, right? So when we depend on that person to kind of meet those needs, to make us feel accepted, to make us feel loved, that's going to be very difficult because everybody struggle with themselves, okay? So codependence is a very one-sided relationship where the person is expected to give all their energy, all their attention to the person, vice versa. So if you feel that you're putting so much energy in your partner's needs, if you feel trapped, if you feel like you're constantly making sacrifices that is not returned, this is a sign of codependence. So we're going to talk about some of the symptoms of codependency. One is if you find yourself in a codependent relationship or the person is kind of dependent on you, they may have low self-esteem, right? And it's a feeling that you're not good enough, or comparing yourself to other people. And the thing about low self-esteem is when you depend on somebody to complete you, to make you worthy, to make you good enough, to make you feel secure, that is such an unrealistic expectation that you place on the other person, because you are getting your worth, your self-worth from the outside, right? However, we do not have control over the outside. So if you are dependent on to be happy based on the outside, it's going to be very like a roller coaster, being on a roller coaster. Some days are good, some days are bad, up and down, up and down. However, when you have a really good self-esteem within yourself. Even when things are bad, even when things are good, you are able to bounce up when they're bad, and when they're good, you are able to appreciate it, right? So if you're feeling unloved, if you're feeling inadequate, feeling of shame, guilt, feeling as if you're not perfect and you depend on your partner to make you perfect, you're going to be very disappointed, and it is a hard, high expectation. The other symptom of codependency is people pleasing. If you find yourself trying to please everybody, that you have a hard time saying no to people when you're supposed to say no to people, you go out of your way, you sacrifice too much, try to accommodate other people just so they can accept you, just so they can like you, because to you, it will kind of hurt your self-esteem if people don't like you, right? And we all know that there's gonna be a few people in the world, or even a lot more people in the world, that can just look at your face and be like, I don't like you. Or there may be some days where your partner do not like your behavior, right? It doesn't mean that entirely you're a bad person. It just means that they did not appreciate something that you did. However, when that kind of hurt your self-esteem, that makes you really anxious. That means that you are kind of in a codependent relationship and you are trying to people-please the person by all means necessary. A rule of thumb is, if you are saying yes to everybody else, you are saying no to yourself. That's going to make you really angry, anxious, and even don't want to be around people or even depressed. Poor boundaries is another symptom. It goes with the people pleasing. This is when you don't know how to draw a line between people, your relationship with people. Like, you have a hard time saying no. You feel responsible for other people's feelings, which is not fair, right? And sometimes people with poor boundaries are rigid and withdrawn and closed off. Sometimes they flip-flop, you know. Sometimes they say no, sometimes they say yes. Because, oh, okay, let me say yes because he might be upset or she might be upset. So let me just say yes, right? And then you say no to yourself each time. So poor boundaries can make you anxious, make you angry, depressed, make you not want to be around people. So it's good to say no if it's very important to you, right? Something is very important to you. An example that I can use is if somebody come in, they're in need of money. However, you do not have enough, right? You have to kind of take care of yourself. However, you'd be like, okay, you take it, you don't have to pay it back, when you know that that's going to really make you struggle for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And then the person's like, okay, thank you. But let's say down the road, if you need help and you ask the person, you'd be like, oh, I don't really have it. I kind of need this to take care of this other thing. I'm really sorry. That's going to make you really, really upset because you're like, well, I went on my way to make sure your needs were met. So how come you're not meeting my needs? Again, if you are expecting people to treat you how you treat them, you're going to be very, very upset. And that is part of poor boundary. And reactiveness is when you have poor boundaries with people, you can get really reactive. You can be reactive by having an angry outburst. Some people will just shut down and not talk to the person ever again, cut them off. Some people will just threaten the other person. And this can make it very difficult to have a good relationship with other people, especially when you're reactive. And another part of reactive is, let's say you've held something in for a long time and it keeps building up. And the person would do something like, I don't know, not wash dishes. And when they don't wash the dishes, it makes you feel like, okay, it makes you feel like, oh, there's this one time that you didn't do this, you didn't do that, and then you kind of explode and the person don't know what is going on. They're like, I just didn't wash the dishes, why are you really upset? This makes no sense. That is because you are holding a lot of things in and not letting it kind of, when something happens right away, instead of dealing with it right away, you kind of let it build up, and that can make you very reactive. Another symptom of codependency is when we are caretaking for everybody else, right? We want to solve everybody else's problem. We want to make sure everybody feels good. We want to make sure everybody is worth taking care of while we are really, really miserable, okay? And that goes back to self-esteem poor boundary, being reactive. The thing is, if you are busy taking care of everybody else, what you're doing is you are giving, 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 and not taking care of yourself. So that will make you really drained and really miserable. And guess what? The people that are important, the people that you love need you in your life. So if you are not taking care of yourself and something happened, you know, that's going to be chaotic. So it's very important that you take care of yourself in a relationship before you take care of everybody else's needs. Control is a huge part in a relationship. When you find yourself trying to control everything in a relationship, you're trying to control how your partner thinks, you're trying to control how they feel. This is all part of codependency. We think that if we control everything, we will feel safe and secure. But the problem with that is, actually, when you are trying to control everything, you will lose control because we don't have control over this world. Just like COVID-19, we don't have control over it, right? So with everything going on, we can control how COVID-19 turns out. We can control next month. We can control our kids, our friends, our parents. The only thing that we have full control over is our emotions, our thoughts, right? So it's very important that we loosen up and try to control our partners, trying to make them love us more by people pleasing, trying to make them accept us more by saying no to ourselves and saying yes to them. And control is also part of anxiety as well. If you're very anxious that your partner might leave you, that will make you try to control the outcome, and that can be very manipulative, especially if they are not they're giving in to your needs or vice versa. So it's important to kind of tell yourself, I have control of myself, and if things do turn out bad, I'll be able to handle it. Just like my other segment where I said that anxiety tells us lies that we don't have control, and if something goes bad, we can't handle it, when in reality we can handle it. So with anxiety, it makes us be like, okay, I have to control him, I have to control her, so that I can be happy and I can be secure. The other part is dysfunctional communication. When we have trouble communicating our thoughts, our feelings, and our needs, if you don't know what you think or what you feel, this becomes a problem. All the time, you won't even own up to your truth. You're afraid to be truthful because you don't want to upset someone. Instead of saying, I don't like that, you might pretend that that's okay, or you tell the person, you know, forget it. But we're being very dishonest with ourselves, and that goes against our own values, our own, you know, the boundary issue that I was talking about. So it's very important that when something you strongly feel strongly about something that did not go right, it's very important for you to talk to the other person by saying, like, I really felt disrespected when you did A. I'll be really appreciative if you did not do it again. And that is healthy, first of all, setting boundaries and having a good communication with the other person, other than holding it in and letting it fester and then blowing up at the other person. Because if you're yelling at the other person, they're not really going to listen to you. They're just going to shut down. And the most important part of codependence is the dependency. Codependence, people need to feel like they're okay about themselves. They're afraid of being rejected or abandoned, even if they can function on their own. Others need to always be in the relationship because they feel depressed or lonely when they themselves too. So, for example, depending on the other person to make you feel good about yourself, like I said before, to make you feel whole, to make you feel complete, or this person complete me. It's very, very important that you are able to be completed before you go into a relationship, because then you go on with really high expectation, and nobody can meet that high expectation. It can make them feel like they can't live up to your standards, or so they end up leaving, or they can make you feel like you know, this person is not really making me happy, especially when you yourself can't make yourself happy. So you kind of have to differentiate, am I being dependent on the other person with everything? Okay, it's good to be 100% for the other person to be 100% for you guys to have a really good relationship. Okay. So shame and low self-esteem create anxiety and fear, other emotions, feeling abandoned, These symptoms can lead to depression, hopelessness, despair, resentment. So in codependency, you may feel like you're in codependency if you are dealing with a lot of painful emotions. Don't know how to think, don't know how to breathe, you're always up and down, the other person's always doing something wrong, or you feel like you're always doing something wrong. And those are all signs of codependent relationship. So the reason why I went through the list was for you to get an idea of what is really unhealthy in relationship, and for you to realize, okay, I do this one, I do that one, I do this one. Okay, the next step is how to change, right? So that's the reason why I highlighted all the things that we do wrong in a relationship with other people, and how those things can make us hate ourselves and not love ourselves. So the next segment will be going on how to be independent in a relationship. So tune in for next time, next week, and we'll discuss that. I thank you guys again for listening to this segment. My name is Amandagwa, and you can follow me on Instagram and send me questions that you may have, and I'll do a segment answering all of your questions. Again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.